2015, baseball superstitions. Same seats. The game. New York Mets 3, Washington Nationals 1, Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. The attendance, 42,295. On Monday, April 6, 2015. The weather, spectacular. Sunny and 70s. Hall of Famers? None yet, but future Hall of Famers, maybe Mets pitcher Jacob DeGrom, Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer, and outfielder Bryce Harper, all eligible 5 years after retirement. Game highlights. Bartolo Colon? Isn't he the same pitcher who started for the Cleveland Indians in Baltimore on opening day 15 years ago? Indeed, the Mets' 41-year-old starter proved this day he still had plenty left in the tank, striking out 8 and allowing only 3 hits and 1 run in 6 innings. 2 of those 3 hits came off the bat of 22-year-old Bryce Harper, including a home run to lead off the 4th. On the other side, the Mets were only able to scratch out 4 hits off Nationals newcomer and 2013 American League Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer during his 7 1/3 innings. A pair of errors by Washington shortstop Ian Desmond led to 3 unearned runs for New York. The story. During the summer of 2014, Kate and I took our 2 oldest grandchildren, 4-year-old Johnny and 2-year-old Charlotte, to a Sunday afternoon Nationals game. They were less interested in baseball and more interested in the ice cream, the kids' fun zone near the right field gate, and the splash park a few blocks away. But by opening day 2015, I decided Johnny was ready to focus on the game and join his grandfather for this annual rite of spring. After all, he was now 5. What could possibly go wrong? We found our way to our seats above the right field wall. I hoisted Johnny onto my shoulders for what turned out to be a lengthy pregame ceremony. On top of the customary player introductions, outfield-sized American flag, national anthem, and military flyover, we also had presentations of 2014 honors, National League Manager of the Year to Matt Williams and Silver Slugger Awards to shortstop Ian Desmond and third baseman Anthony Rendon, plus the historic announcement that Major League Baseball's All-Star Game would be played at Nationals Park in 2018. Washington's first since 1969. I hung on every word from special opening day pregame announcer James Brown of CBS Sports, a Washington native and an investor in the franchise. Johnny was bored out of his mind. He politely tolerated my childlike enthusiasm. Besides, I was his supplier of pizza, french fries, soda, and ice cream. The junk food kept him happy for nearly an hour until Bryce Harper led off the 4th inning with a home run that landed a couple of sections away. Johnny wondered aloud if the game was over since the players no longer had a ball to play with. Maybe because the Nationals were winning, or because his grandfather was so happy, or because the baseball had left the yard? Johnny asked, "Can we go now, Granddaddy?" I tried to explain that the Nationals' new pitcher, Max Scherzer, had not yet given up a hit, and that if we left, it would bring him bad luck. The explanation bought some time from this generous little soul, but not much. 15 minutes later, we were heading for the exits. As we passed through the right field gate with 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning, we could practically feel Scherzer's bubble burst. A walk, an error by Desmond, and the Mets' first hit of the game, and poof, just like that, the no-hitter was gone, and so was Washington's lead. New York went on to win 3-1. And it was all my fault. When things are going well, silly tradition holds that baseball fans are supposed to stay in the same seats. Because I left my seat, Scherzer walked a guy, Desmond interfered with teammate Dan Uglas' catch of a simple pop-up, and the distracted Max then gave up a 2-run single. You would think I would have learned by now. Less than 3 years earlier, the heavily favored Nationals trailed the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 in the best-of-5 2012 National League Division Series. Jason Wirth's walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th inning of Game 4 pulled the series even. I returned the next night for the decisive 5th game in, of course, the same seats. The Nats picked right up where they left off the night before and led 6-0 after three innings. The Cardinals chipped away, but Washington scored an insurance run in the bottom of the eighth, making it 7-5. I then had a brilliant idea, driven more by sentimentality than common baseball sense. If Washington was about to lock up the city's first postseason series win since the 1924 World Series, wouldn't it be special to celebrate in real time with my brother-in-law Ed, seated up a level with his son Bob? Between innings, my friend Steve and I left Section 127, sprinted upstairs, positioned ourselves right behind Section 225, and made eye contact with Ed and Bob. Seven Cardinal batters later, the score was St. Louis 9, Washington 7. Steve and I just slipped away. If only we had stayed in our same seats. It took 7 years and three more postseason disappointments to shake, but at some point in October 2019 during the Nationals' magical run to the World Series championship, perhaps after sweeping these same Cardinals in the NLCS, all was forgiven. It's not clear if actual forgiveness was required or if it was simply time to retire the lighthearted storyline. Good times have a way of extinguishing bad memories. There are as many baseball superstitions as there are baseball people. The game day rituals of players are quirky, yet sacred. Many players deliberately step over the foul lines, fearing that disrupting that chalk brings bad luck. If a no-hitter is in progress, no one dares speak of it to the pitcher. In fact, most won't talk to him at all. Some of these superstitions have spilled over to the fans, encouraged by players-turned-broadcasters. The taboo on no-hitter talk includes phrases like, "Something special is going on here tonight," or, "We may have history in the making," but never that two-word combination. Other fan favorites are just silly fun, like turning your hat inside out in order to exhort the baseball gods to bring about a desperately needed run late in a close game, the rally cap, or the ritual that nothing changes when things are going well, especially your seat. For the box score, play-by-play, and three generations of baseball shoulder shots, visit openingday5050.com.